Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two underway. I'm getting slaughtered on social media from regular listeners of this show. Double A, Athens and Annapolis, says, I agree with the caller, Rod. You also do a stupid Cowboys segment every week that nobody wants to hear because this is DC radio / Washington teams. Talk about hockey instead of the Cowboys. I'm just going to leave that one right there. I'm just going to leave that one alone. Navy Mo, perhaps the biggest critic of Cowboy B. He hates Cowboy B. Sorry. Ooh, Cowboy B just gave you the middle finger. Ooh, man. Wow. Or maybe he gave me the middle finger. He says, if WrestleMania is a fan, as you say, of the New York teams, he could always go to WFAN or some other New York station and talk about those teams. Otherwise, he's in the DMV at Commanders territory. I know, Mo, because I never talk about the Commanders. God, you people are freaking amazing. And I love you both. But you're both out to lunch. 98% of the show is about the Commanders. Unfortunately, I'd do less if I was allowed. You think I want to talk about the Commanders 98% of the time? Get out of here. I do whatever I can not to talk about the Commanders. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Dre in Baltimore. What up, Dre? How are you?
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, Dre, what's going on?
Not much. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Yeah, so I would have chimed in yesterday, but I bleed burgundy and gold, man. I watch them even after we lose just to make sure my eyes aren't tricking me. And, you know, when I go to the games, I like to sit in the 300s so I can see all 22. And I tell you what, man, we've seen some pathetic days, but it was embarrassing to actually be a fan and root for the product. Just watching from the perspective of the defense, they don't even look receptive to the calls coming in. It's almost like, okay, here we go again with this BS. And you can see it in their energy. They don't want to play this style. The only person that had a sense of urgency and was actually trying to communicate with the secondary was Jeremy Reeves. And he was getting frustrated because everyone was just like, all right, whatever. Run the play.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beyond evident. And this move with Joe Witt coming down to the field, I mean, I hope it can translate into something. But I think he's lost that defense.
Well, it looks like it, right? Because they're in shambles, A, largely because of injury, B, because of the regression of Quan Martin, Mike Sanders still, to some degree, Frankie Louvu, and the inconsistency at times still of Daron Payne and even Javon Kinlaw, right? I people talk about those guys like they are, you know, Gibraltars. Yeah, the boys on the other side of the glass are going nuts right now because the Cowboys and the Jets just made a big trade. But I'm not allowed to talk about any other teams because, God forbid, we talk about anything else besides the Commanders. But anyway, back to your call. I'll deal with you, Dre. But my point I do believe he's lost them because those players that I just mentioned, have regressed significantly from last year. So that either tells me that he's lost them, which is your assertion, or that they are just all combined cumulatively having way worse years this year than last year. Now, I like you probably seem to indicate that it's a Joe Witt problem. I tend to, not tend to, I always lean more towards the players. But I'll allow people to, you know, split the difference. It's probably both, right? Bottom line, that's why the defense sucks. Because those guys they were counting on to take a step forward have taken two steps back.
Indeed. And can I make one more point?
Yep.
I don't want to take up too much time.
Yeah. Anything for you, Dre, so I don't have to hear complaints from Athan and Navy Mo about not talking Commanders football 180% of the time.
Yes, I'm trying to be the voice of reason for the masses. also, watching them over the years through all the regimes, and we've had down defensive years with all of them,
mm-hmm.
maybe except for the Joe Gibbs teams. I think we had some pretty solid defenses then.
Sure.
But there's this bad omen, and I'm not trying to be superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the gruesome injuries that we've seen, excluding the quarterbacks, Jaden and Robert, there are multiple other players who've come here and had some freakish injuries. And then another bad omen to me, and this is just something I noticed.
You don't mean specifically on defense. You're talking about in general and across the board at quarterback specifically, right?
Yeah, the quarterbacks we had the worst ones, but there were other position players that had some pretty ugly injuries here. But there's also a thing or issue where every time teams play against us on a bad year, they will eclipse season highs, career highs, or some type of record-breaking accolade for their franchise or the NFL. And it happens on these rough years. Like this year, I can name four different instances. You had Kraft from the Packers. I think he had a season high in yards.
Mm-hmm.
Daron Bland. I think he has 2-3 house calls against us in his career. We're pushing him closer to Rod Woodson's record. Travis Kelce, who was absent most of the year.
99 yards.
Season high, broke the franchise record with touchdowns for them. Sam Darnold, perfect passer rating, probably first time in his career. I don't know if he's thrown four TDs this year already. And my personal favorite accolade is when we had, I call him Slim Taylor, but when Sean Taylor slimmed down and he was covering the range of two safeties that year and he picked off Brett Favre to break the record.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like more of a neutral accolade, but then I think a few years ago during the Ron Rivera era, there was a quarterback. I don't know if he was a mid-tier or an elite quarterback, but didn't he break the record against, I tried to do the research before I called, but it was hard to get this one. But someone had a 20-plus completion game against us consecutively before in the Ron Rivera era.
I'm going to have to look that up as well. Let me just answer this in two ways, okay? As quickly as I can, because then I got to move on. Number one, you mentioned Sean Taylor. I think we all know what this organization lost when Sean Taylor was murdered, okay? But more importantly, they have never even come close to having forget about locomotive, freight train, hard hitter, whatever. They've never come close to having somebody with his range and athleticism in the middle of the field who can go sideline to sideline and scare the bejesus out of somebody and play, even though he wasn't perfect, and play the way Sean Taylor could play. He was that intimidating force in a league at that point that didn't have a ton of intimidating forces, number one. Number two, and I haven't done the research on this, but I've been around here long enough to know. I believe the number one reason why this defense has always struggled under, no matter who the coordinator is, no matter who the personnel is, no matter what time, what year, what have you, since I came around in 2009, okay, which is Greg Blosch's final year, and Jim Zorn's final year as the head coach, just to give you a little perspective, this team has consistently across the board struggled to generate turnovers and takeaways.
Yeah.
And that is the ultimate equalizer. You look at the Chicago Bears, you look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, two teams from just this year, two teams that don't have elite talent on defense, but they generate turnovers constantly and all the time. It allows you to not only stay in games, but win games. And that is what this defense for 15 plus years has struggled mightily at, miserably at, is generating takeaways. And that's, you know, like, you can blame coaches for that. And sure, they deserve some of the blame. They don't deserve all of the blame for that. I appreciate the phone call, Dre. It's a good one. I'll let you run on that. We talked about the Commanders. Wow. The big trade that Cowboy B is going crazy about. Three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Quinnen Williams is heading to the Dallas Cowboys. Yep. Wow. The Jets are getting the Cowboys first rounder for Quinnen Williams, not the Packers first rounder. So says Ian Rappaport. So they're getting the Cowboys first rounder, which right now at 3-5-1, looking top half of the league, right? So the Jets are trading Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams in the same day. I mean, that is obviously a just teardown job. When is what's his name, the wide receiver, gonna go to that they just signed?
The Cowboys?
Yeah, no. The Jets. The wide receiver.
Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
I wanted to call him Quincy Wilson. Garrett Wilson. When is he going? You know, I mean, they just signed him to an extension, too. Might as well trade everybody while you're at it. But the Cowboys, to get Quinnen Williams along with Logan Wilson from the Bengals going into their bye week after a horrendous loss last night to the Arizona Cardinals at 3-5-1 is really interesting. A 2027 first-round pick, that's what they're going to pay?
Yeah, this year's second coming up, the 2026 second-round pick.
Oh, okay, so the report, okay.
And the 2027 first-round pick.
Oh, so Garofalo tweeted just the Cowboys first rounder, not the Packers. So I didn't realize
assume it would be this next year, but it's the 2 years.
Wow. All right. So another huge trade in the NFL. Man, this trade deadline day will be remembered forever. Everybody else is just saying just a first round pick, a first round pick, a first round pick. They're not noting that it was a 20. As a matter of fact, the NFL's official Twitter, are we sure on that, boys? The NFL's official Twitter is saying a 2026 first round pick that the Jets are getting. A 2026. Because remember, the Cowboys have
two this year.
They have, well, two upcoming in 2026. So one of the two is what they gave from as part of the Micah Parsons deal. So they've
I'm
added
two people say the 2027 okay. first round pick.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, again, until we sort things out, we don't know exactly, but just in real time here, this is the information we're being presented. That's from the NFL's official Twitter. So we'll try and get you the exact, but think about it. The Cowboys, I know we're not allowed to talk about the Cowboys here. God forbid we talk about somebody other than the Burgundy and Gold who suck. the Cowboys, since the Micah Parsons, or including the Micah Parsons trade, have obviously traded away Micah Parsons. They've added Kenny Clark, Quinnen Williams, and Logan Wilson now. Interesting. Am I forgetting anybody?
No.
I mean, that's, you know, whatever you want to say, that's three starters, and they still have more draft pack compensation from Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons didn't help the Packers beat the Carolina Panthers the other day or the Cleveland Browns in week three. Interesting. Just keep that in mind.
Pelissero says 26 to first-round pick, so okay. I think we're going to solidify that.
Okay.
Right. I take every bad thing I said about Jerry Jones after the Micah
Parsons. I mean, I saw Cowboy B going insane and celebrating.
Yeah.
So you think this is a good deal for the Cowboys then?
I really like Quinnen Williams, yeah.
I mean, I would say this. If you have two first-round picks,
mm-hmm.
and theoretically you don't need a quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback, right? You got two receivers.
You got two receivers. Now, George Pickens needs a new contract.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But if they re-sign him, mm-hmm. you got Pickens, CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott.
You don't need to be at the top of the
draft.
And
a young offensive line.
Yeah.
And now you've rebuilt the pyramid, if you will, of your defense. You've added Logan Wilson for a seventh-round pick. You've added Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams as your new two defensive tackles, along with what's his name? God. Osa Odighizawa. Whew. Man, interesting. 301-230-0980. Again, I apologize. I'm sorry for talking about other teams in the NFL besides the Commanders on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
23 on the Team 980. So Athens just followed up after I said him and Navy Mo are out to lunch. He was like, yeah, you were right. You're correct. He said he's at Capitol Grill currently off of Pennsylvania Avenue, which I know exactly where that is. Do you want me to bring you anything? I said, yeah, sure. After all this yelling, ranting, and raving and salary capization of all these NFL trades? Absolutely. Absolutely. Obviously, we're having a little bit of fun here. The show is largely a Commander show. Largely. But occasionally, we get to talk about other teams. And other teams are swinging a big stick today. And the Commanders have done nothing yet. Deadline ain't here yet. Still some more to go. We will see. Let's get to Dontell and Frederick next up. What's up, D? How are you?
Man, I wish I had to say good, man, but this whole thing has got me just, oh, my God, Chris. What are we doing, man? I mean, we're letting all these guys go. We're not making any moves. Everybody else is. I mean, what's the problem,
well,
man? We got to
do something. Well, just let me back up. What guys, am I missing something? What guys have they let go?
We're missing out on Jacoby Myers.
Letting them go to other teams. Gotcha. Okay. I got you.
Man, I mean, Rashid Shaheed went somewhere else now. And I mean, all the guys that we could have made a pitch for, dude, I mean, I don't understand. As much as I'm trying to back this front office, dude, they're really pissing me off, dude. And I don't understand what they're doing. I think they're focused on the defense, which they should not be at this moment. And I've told them since last year when we made that big run, we should have made a splash at a decent wide receiver, a superstar, keep the offense intact. Because we put drives together. Our best defense was our offense last year. So it's going to take time to do this defense, do it a little bit at a time, but let's make sure we keep this offense going. And they're not doing that, man. And just to let the other caller know, it was Nick Foles that killed us from the Eagles, who threw like 24 consecutive passes in a row on us.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's so many things to unpack here. First off, let me back up and just say, I can't kill them for not going out at this point today, now, and making trades to acquire talent. You're 3-6, you're done. Even if the quarterback's back in a month, the season's over, right? I mean, realistically, it's over. Even with Terry McLaurin ruled out basically for Detroit, I mean, I could see you, if you found a player that you just loved that was a free agent, or that you loved in the draft and you were convinced that you could bring into your system and it cost you, okay, fine. But I can understand not trading future draft picks for Jacoby Myers or even Rashid Shaheed, right? Even though the idea would be great to help you try and win games now. The point being is, for me, I'm curious as to, like, the Cowboys are interesting, right? Because they're 3-5-1. They're not that far off the Commanders at 3-6, and yet they're making big-time moves going into their bye after a bad loss. So you can't say you don't do that, right? So I think to your point, hey, if the Cowboys can do it, what the hell are we doing? Or what are we not doing?
Right, I mean, these guys like Myers and Rashid Shaheed, these guys can be futures for us, too. Not just this year, we could have them in training camp for next year and so forth, and just keep on moving the movement. The one thing I don't like is we won't give nobody money. Where's our biggest contract at? When's the last time we gave somebody a mega deal or a big-year contract? I mean, you have to spend money, and they're not doing that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Deron Payne is their largest contract in terms of their cap number, and he's got one more year left. And I would argue that they gave him the money unnecessarily, probably, based off an 11.5 sack year when they had already committed other money to other guys and still had to pay other guys. And that cost them Montez Sweat and whatever with Chase Young, but that cost them that. You know, and Daron Payne hasn't lived up to the contract. I mean,
at times he has, but
yeah. I mean, look, if you're sitting here telling me, I mean, they did pay Sam Cosmi last year. I think everybody thought that was the right thing to do. I don't know at this point. I thought for sure Frankie Louvu would be in position for a big contract extension. I don't know how you do that at this point, suspension aside. Terry McLaurin, obviously, they played more than hardball with. Lattimore, I guess the next big contract they're probably going to give out is Laremy Tunsil, I would assume.
Oh, Lord. I don't know, Chris, but I know I'm fed up with it. And it just seems like, man, receivers, we just won't pay anybody. I mean, when they did what they did with Terry McLaurin, that really killed us. If he didn't want what we offered him in the beginning, we should have let him go, traded him, whatever, and got something for him and went out and got somebody young. It just completely destroyed us for this year and what we were trying to do moving forward.
I hear you, D. I appreciate the call. I understand the frustration. Let's get one more in here before the bottom of the hour. Let's get to Lou in D.C. Hello, Lou.
I'd like to add a couple more names on that, what I say yesterday, if it's okay.
Well, it depends on how you say it, Lou.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding. But, nah, it's just I was in a moment because, you know, it's been kind of, I've been holding it for the entire season, to be honest. Well, not the entire season, but, like, you know, after a couple of games, especially, like, you know, watching that game on Sunday, It was kind of due. It was a couple other my friends. We was on the phone on the third quarter talking about, you know, JD shouldn't be back in the game. And then they put him in there. And, you know, I know you say he should be on the field, but come on, you got to have a common sense. Down 28, 31-7. I mean, you got a doo-doo defense, can't stop nobody, can't cover nobody, can't tackle nobody, and yet – you claiming to say, oh, they should have just left them on the game, man. This will happen, Chris. How do you justify that?
You're gonna beat me up still over that because the score was one-sided, right?
No, but you defending a coach telling me that,
the coach apologized and said he screwed up and made a mea culpa. Apparently, so did everyone else on the coaching staff. Apparently, nobody else got word to him that it was a bad idea to have Jaden Daniels in there.
Bad idea.
If you guys want to quit on games, that's up to you. I get it. I look at it a different way. I mean, you know, look, if the Capitals are down 6-1 tomorrow night, do you think Alex Ovechkin's not playing in the third period?
But that's not the same thing, Chris.
It is the same thing.
This is our franchise quarterback.
And what is Alex Ovechkin?
Come on, Chris. That's a different game, man. We talking about hockey and, you know, this is football, man. This is a gladiator sport. I get it. Hockey is a physical game, but come on. It's just have common sense, man. A little bit. Just a little bit.
I use common sense all the time. By the way, there are plenty of people that agree with me.
I know they do. But those people that either don't know nothing about football.
Yeah, they're stupid too.
Yeah, they got to be. Yeah. Because if I'm down 31 and that's my franchise quarterback, mm-hmm. I'm going to put him on the bench. Mm-hmm. That's why I got two other backup quarterbacks.
So what you're telling me is every single coach on that team, every single coach on the Commanders, mm-hmm. not just Dan Quinn, is stupid. And lacks common sense because none of them figured out that Jaden Daniels shouldn't be playing with 12.5 minutes left to go in a 38-7 game, right?
But, Chris, what I'm saying is I could see if we had the Baltimore defense at 2,000 or whatever, but our defense can't stop them.
It has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with it. You're avoiding the question. You're avoiding the question. No coach thought, hey, you know what? Coach, DQ, 38-7, 12.5 minutes left. We got to get him out of here before disaster happens. It's been a bad night. Let's get him out of here. Nobody had that ability to communicate that to Dan Quinn, who said yesterday his mind spaced out a little bit. Come on. Lou, we could sit here and talk about the defense all you want. I got to let you go. We talk about the defense all you want. You talk about common sense all you want. Nobody said that to DQ. I mean, he admitted that that was going to be the last drive, and he just spaced out. So he was thinking about it if he was telling the truth yesterday. I personally think he took accountability yesterday because he thought it would calm down the masses. People love when people take public accountability, whether they mean it or don't mean it. They love it. They love it. If he was thinking about yanking Jaden after one more drive with 12 and a half minutes left, then, like, I don't know. To me, somebody should have been able to say, hey, coach, what's the difference? You got to get him out of there before he gets hurt, before a bad night turns to worse. But they're competitors, man. They're warriors. They understand there's an injury risk. They also understand there's value in playing and not treating the quarterback like he's on a special pedestal, like a lot of you want to treat the quarterback. You think Tom Brady ever came out of a 38-7 game when they were down? Probably not. I mean, maybe when they were up, it's a little bit different. When you're down and everybody's pissed and the quarterback is on vacation and everyone else is out there busting their ass, that's a bad look sometimes. And maybe that would have been a problem. I don't know. All right, let's get to the trending alert. Because we got a lot going on right here on the Team 980. All right, so as we've been telling you about all day, a couple of massive trades, most notably including the New York Jets, who have just recently sent Quinnen Williams, a three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle, to the Dallas Cowboys in exchange for a first-round pick. Still some conflicting reports based on who you read. Whether it's a 2026 first-round pick or a 2027 first-round pick, we're trying to sort all that out. Earlier this afternoon, they sent Ahmed Sauce Gardner to the Indianapolis Colts for two first-round picks. A.D. Mitchell, as Sauce Gardner, who signed a $120 million contract extension this summer, goes from Gotham to the heartland of America, Indianapolis, Indiana. Meanwhile, the Cowboys earlier today traded for a little linebacker help, getting Logan Wilson from the Cincinnati Bengals in exchange for a seventh-round pick. The Seattle Seahawks have acquired Rashid Shaheed, speedster, wide receiver from the New Orleans Saints for a couple of draft picks. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, who lost Travis Hunter to IR in a knee injury late last week, have landed Jacoby Myers from the Las Vegas Raiders. From baseball, the Boston Red Sox and Jarren Durant have agreed to a one-year $7.75 million deal to avoid arbitration. The Capitals are in action tomorrow night after back-to-back weekend losses against the Islanders and Buffalo. They'll host St. Louis and then off to Pittsburgh for Sid the Kid and the Pittsburgh Penguins on Thursday night. And LIV Golf is moving from three-day 54-hole tournaments to 72-hole events starting in 2026. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, so far, nothing I've seen out of the Commanders. There was all sorts of rumors and speculation about Allegretti, Wiley. You know, maybe somebody would want Von Miller. You know, somebody to help a veteran experience. So far, nothing. An hour and 20 minutes to go. The Colts acquiring Sauce Gardner, Chris Ballard, their GM, who coming into this year was kind of looking like he might get fired. So far, I mean, bad loss obviously to Pittsburgh the other day, but that happens. Said, quote, having the opportunity to acquire a talented player like Sauce Gardner was one we did not want to pass on. He was a player that we scouted heavily coming out of college. There's a reason why he was the fourth overall pick. Sauce, a proven cornerback, his skill and competitive nature will elevate everyone's play on the defensive unit. We're thrilled he's a Colt. On the same note, A.D. Mitchell is a great person and great player. We believe he'll have success in New York, and we wish him the best as he enters the next chapter of his career. He was a second-round pick in 2024, as we mentioned. Now, a lot of people had talked about, again, Breece Hall, who knows, like from the Jets, right? So he just tweeted out, dot, dot, dot. That's it. The Jets apparently are not done making moves. They traded Quinnen Williams, as we mentioned, to the Dallas Cowboys. Now, what I didn't know is that deal includes Mazi Smith, the recent former first-round pick who they have just been exhausted with. I mean, yeah. he just has not developed at all in Dallas. So Rappaport says the Jets are getting the higher of their two ones in 2027, Dallas or Green Bay. That's what Rappaport is saying. So I don't know. I mean, some people still say it's a 2026, but Rappaport, the latest I can see, is the higher of the Cowboys' two first-round picks in 2027. So that would mean, if I'm not mistaken, and if the Cowboys don't make any other trades, that they still have two first-round picks in 2026 and still would have one in 2027. And have acquired, obviously, Quinnen Williams, Logan Wilson, And Kenny Clark, of course, was part of the Micah Parsons trade. And Mozzie Smith, a recent first-round pick, out. And the Jets get... So I guess it's a second-round pick this year in 2026, and the higher of the two first-round picks in 2027, plus Mozzie Smith. I guess that's the ultimate... final details.
Oh, so the first round pick from the Packers was 2027 as well? I thought that was
Because remember they gave it was two first round picks in Kenny Clark.
Got you.
So it looks like the Cowboys are keeping for now
both of them
unless they make another trade.
Yeah.
Both first round picks in 2026 but surrendering a second round pick in 2026 and a first round pick in 2027. And no doubt that makes them better. I mean, right now, it makes them better. Now, the question is at 3-5-1, can they get off the mat and have it really pay off this year? But theoretically, even if it doesn't pay off this year, it could pay off next year. I mean, look at a guy like Leonard Williams, who was just here the other night, right? Mm-hmm. When the Seahawks made the trade for Leonard Williams from the Giants a couple of years ago, I don't even think they may have missed the playoffs that year. I'd have to double check, mm-hmm. but I remember them kind of like not making the playoffs, I believe.
And Quinnen Williams is a lot better than Leonard Williams.
Yeah, but the point being is Leonard Williams is still helping the Seahawks.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? So you don't make trades always for just this year, which was part of the Marshawn Lattimore thinking. You know, that, hey, Lattimore can help us last year, but also he can help us this year and next. Well, not going to be here next year. Now they're probably going to have to wait until he passes a physical in order to whack him because I don't think they can cut him officially and save the money officially until he can pass a physical. But that's probably the deal with that. All right, back to the phones. Let's get to our guy Sean in Connecticut here. What's up, Sean? How are you, pal?
I'm okay, Chris. I went back and watched more of the game.
Sorry.
I am more pissed off than I was yesterday, and I need to revise something I said yesterday. It's abundantly clear that this team is just not good. I think I said that week two. It's been proven time and time again. The fact that we haven't made a trade yet just further solidifies that nobody wants any of these absolute bums that Adam Peters tried to Band-Aid put a Band-Aid on an amputated leg. So that's been fun. Yesterday I said I didn't want anyone to be fired. Today I'm saying I want Cliff Kingsbury to be fired. It's just he's done this time and time again this season. He's put Jaden in harm's way in unnecessary situations. I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago when he came back from his first injury from the Packers game when he was in the game too late and the game was over, shocker. And one of the first plays they ran was a quarterback design run. Obviously, his feet need to be a threat, but I thought that was moronic. And I think running, obviously, everyone's very emotional about this, rightfully so. If you're a passionate fan and you watch the singular most important player on the franchise snap his arm in a completely unnecessary way, it's going to bring out emotions. But we have to try to stay level-headed. I like DQ. I saw the picture of him holding Jaden's hand when he's on the ground. The doctors are looking at him. That helped, just meant something to me. But Cliff Kingsbury running I'm really trying to be radio-friendly here. Running an RPO when the game is over, and you can say what you want. Maybe he should throw the ball away. And yes, Jaden has made some decisions, a lot of decisions this year that I think that he shouldn't have done. But just to simply put him in that position is mind-boggling. And yes, you brought up a point about Tom Brady. And two things about that. One of the things Tom Brady was great on, especially after the first couple of years, was getting down. If he felt pressure, he would just fall. Number two, I don't think they ever ran an RPO for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. So those are my two points to that analogy. But it's just and I respect DQ for taking accountability, which he should have done. He's the head guy. I do think you do have a point of no coaches bringing up that somebody said something. But also, though I don't think DQ is this type of guy, I also think it's you have to put yourself in the perspective of a positions coach or a coordinator or whatever. Do you really have the kahunas to go to the head coach and question his decision-making, especially the way this, like, with how heated everyone's been? So I think that needs to be said. But I also just, it's just absolutely mind-boggling, on top of all the mind-boggling decisions the coaches have made this season, to run a freaking RPO in that situation. Just hand the ball off three times and get him off the field. It's just, I am so sick of Cliff's cutesy bubble screen, monotonous, same thing over and over again BS. I don't care where he goes. I don't care if he goes to another team, if he goes back to college. Get this, just get him off my team. And Joe Witt, I'm not fully blaming him, because I thought the scheme hasn't seemed to change. We've had so many injuries. But Cliff Kingsbury, I think calling an RPO there after everything else this season, I think that's a somewhat of a fireable offense, because it's just insanely dumb.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would question that it was a terrible, terrible decision. You know, and apparently compounding another bad decision in a lot of people's eyes. I appreciate you, Sean. I understand the frustration. Got to let you run. We're up against it. We got to take a timeout. More of your calls, more of your reaction coming up. Listen, we can litigate this forever. It was, you know, bad night, bad result, bad loss, bad performance, bad everything. Everyone deserves blame and culpability, including the quarterback. Including the quarterback. Listen. The quarterback is going to have to get better at not running for his life, for living for another day. I know it's part of what makes him special. It's a very fine balance. And not enough people are pointing the finger at the quarterback. And I'm sorry that somebody's got to do it, but I'll do it. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. Alrighty, we're introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates. That's right, with the $6 IHOP Value Menu available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. All right, let's squeeze in one here before the top of the hour. Let's get to Chris in Maryland. I don't think we got to him yesterday, and he was on hold for a while. What up, Chris?
Yeah, man, I decided. I was like, you know, this ain't my team. This ain't my problem.
You got enough problems on your side.
Yeah, hey, check it out. We got another kicker. We found another kicker.
Oh, because did they waive Parker Romo already?
Yeah, they waived.
Okay, I knew Romo. He missed that extra point the other day? I was like, oh, good Lord.
Yeah, we cursed, man.
Yeah.
The Falcons are cursed. But to the Commander's point, you made a good point. Like, the Jaden Daniels issue, I had something on it. I was like, you know, the reason why they probably had Jaden Daniels out there, because guess what? The receivers that he had out there, he had to build chemistry with these receivers for the rest of the year, mm-hmm. knowing that Terry is injury prone. Debo is whatever he is. McCaffrey got hurt, and they know he was, you know, of a severe injury.
Right.
So the reason why he was out there is because, hey, guess what? I'm a little rusty. I got to build chemistry with my wide receiver.
No, that's a great point. I didn't necessarily make that point, but that's part of the reason why you're out there, in addition to the message that it sends. Hey, man, I ain't special. I'm not on a pedestal. I'm here with you guys. You know, why should everyone else have to play and sacrifice their bodies, but not me? And I understand he's the quarterback. I get it. Rules are a little bit different. That's in practice. To me, not in games. Enough. Enough yep. with this. You know, this is how you get Robert Griffin III. This is how yeah. you get prima donnas at the quarterback position that people don't like. Not making the quarterback be a part of the team. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And in order for you to get better and build chemistry, you got to be out there. So, like, the incident happened. Yes, it was a freak accident. So injuries happen in football. next man up. You know, I know this guy's a franchise and everybody is salty, but guess what? Let's be real with this team. This team is not built to make a big run. This team needs to be selling today. This team needs to be trying to find a way to sell Deebo Sanders, find a desperate team to get you a seventh or, you know, if he put up a type of performance and move it up to a sixth.
Yeah.
Try to sell Von Miller.
Yeah. This is, well, I try and get rid of everybody. I mean, anyone that's not Jaden Daniels, and obviously Terry McLaurin's not going anywhere because of the injury.
Absolutely.
I would try and trade everybody. There isn't a soul on this roster that I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm good. I'm keeping him. He's a really big, you know, part of maybe. Of course, when I say that, I mean, you're not going to trade Sam Cosmi, right? Just came
Absolutely.
Off of an
no,
ACL.
No, you're
going to
trade your
– right.
You're trading your one-year contract.
Right.
For people that you
right.
signed one-year deal.
That's kind of like what
to
I
get
mean.
A desperate
sure.
team.
That's kind of yeah,
but, hey, how would they try to say, let's fire Cliff Kingsbury, and he's working with – what does he got? What is he really working with? Last year, y'all was praising him as a, oh, it's a possibility yeah. we might lose him to a head coaching job. But you can, and then you don't – Joe Witt, you let
yep.
him go?
Yep.
I mean – So, like, come
well,
on, man.
Because fan, I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run up against it. Fans are as fickle as could be. Last year, everybody was in love, not necessarily with Joe Witt, but with Cliff Kingsbury. This year, because things aren't working, Cliff Kingsbury's a boob and a village idiot. Now, do I think Cliff Kingsbury's done a great job this year? No. Do I think Cliff Kingsbury was the reason why they were so good last year? No. No. 301-230-0980. We will get more of your reaction next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.